One's around 600 people, one around 500. We have a silk label plant here in Weston. The label that you have in your shirt, maybe mm-hmm. in your coat jacket, a lot of those are made here in the plant, employing around 100 people. So there is small industry in Lewis County. There is no small industry in Lewis County that's dependent upon water, because there never has been any adequate water supply here. We did have, by the way, we had the Corhart plant. Consider Lewis County as a location, the one that's in Buchanan. You're familiar with that plant?
Yeah.
Show them this site right here, which I owned at the time, which is now the golf course right beside our house. And they were very much interested. It had everything they were looking for except water. And they told the water company how much water they needed on a guaranteed basis, on a daily basis. And the water company says, we can't do it. We don't have it. So that was an industry which perhaps we lost because of the lack of water. I'm not saying that they might not have made, if the water had been here, they still might have made a decision to locate in Buchanan or somewhere else. But at least we know for certain that the basic reason they turned down that location was no water, or not enough water. And that plant, gee, I wish I could remember the figures for you. Seems to me that they're in Upshur County, that one plant is currently paying about $175,000 a year in property taxes. It employs roughly 300 people. The payroll is about $4 million. It was a real plum. Mm. And maybe plants of that kind can be attracted to Lewis County when there's plenty of water flowing down the river. I certainly hope that it will help us get some additional plants in here.
But none have yet been located.
Oh, no. Well, the dam is still under construction and things.
But there is a date by which it's proposed.
Oh yeah, 1987, I believe. This should. But you know, again, I don't know what industry would want to locate here until they see the water in the river. I mean, things happen. We could go to war, and the construction could be halted for years to come, or something of that nature. And so the prudent businessman will wait, I think, to see that the water is there before he makes the move. But it does give us another leg up in the tracking industry. We've got the interstate. We've got a very favorable gas costs here in Lewis County, at least as favorable as anywhere else in the state of West Virginia. Our real handicap is land. And this was a good site here, about 50 acres. Would have been more than enough for Corhart's needs. But land will continue to be our big handicap in attracting anything like a fairly large plant. But you know, a plant that needs only 3 or 4 acres, well, we've got plenty of that kind of land for them.
Mm-hmm. I guess one last question. What is your vision for Lewis County? What do you see it becoming someday, and how do you see this project as being a link in that development?
I think Lewis County has some potential as a recreational area. The dam will, I think, be the biggest lake, I believe the biggest lake in the state, man-made. The water quality should be quite good. It's going to be if you looked at a map to see where that thing goes, it's quite incredible.
3,400 acres, if that's the right size, stretched up and down all those little...
Yeah, it makes an awful lot of shoreline, a great amount of good fishing area and so forth. It should be, I don't know how much more of a hunting mecca it will be than the average part of West Virginia is already. You see that fence back here behind my house, that's to keep the deer out of the garden in the summertime. I don't think we'll have any more deer as a result of the lake. But the future of Lewis County lies in the recreational potential of Stonewall Jackson Lake. It lies in small industry. And I think it lies to a certain extent in developing what history there is here. And I said earlier, the great history of Lewis County, this is one of the most historic regions of the Hackers Creek area is. In early frontier settlement and early white man front and Indian warfare, some of the most historic events of the Western Virginia frontier occurred right here in Lewis County on Hackers Creek, which is up in the northern part of the county, far from the dam area. So there's great potential there, I believe, in development. As a matter of fact, the Chamber of Commerce was the Lewis, well, years ago, was the Weston Chamber of Commerce. About 10, 12 years ago, it became the Lewis County Chamber of Commerce. About 2 months ago, we changed the name to the Historic Lewis County Chamber of Commerce, because it is a part of our plan to emphasize the past history of Lewis County 200 years or so ago, and the Stonewall Jackson end of it, and Jackson's Mill. So there is, I think, a considerable potential here for tourism income. Small industry tourism income from the historical background and Stonewall Jackson Lake. It's a pretty nice community now. It's Weston's great shortcoming is the fact that it has flooded so often, and that's discouraged people from making any reasonable investment in their properties. They don't paint up, they don't fix up, not knowing that next week it won't all be ruined. The river as it flows through Weston has been our greatest eyesore, and until we got the sewage plant going, a terrible stinking mess in the summertime. But it can be converted, now that we will have water control, I think, into a lovely park right through the center of the community. And that's one of the things we are also going to work toward. Have you ever been to San Antonio?
No.
San Antonio did a marvelous thing down there. They got a stream goes through that middle of that town, and they just converted it into a magnificent park. And it's somewhat bigger than what we're talking about here. But there is that potential of converting what has been our greatest liability, as far as Weston goes, into our greatest asset by landscaping that river as it flows through town, and because we'll have control on the water. That's certainly something that we're very much interested in, and I'm very much interested in, and it's one of those projects we're going to have some governmental help on, and we're going to be working with Washington and to the extent we can with Charleston to try to develop that now that we're going to have some control. Weston can become one of the most attractive communities in West Virginia. And as long as I live and can spend some time working at it, I intend to.
Good. Good. Well, I certainly appreciate your time, and it's nice to
have. Very glad to give it to you.
Nice to have. If I can put some of the material I'm gathering together into a radio program, a documentary, is it all right to use your material?
Sure.
Maybe I could get you to even...